Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Julie is a longtime Mix listener. She stopped by into the studio to say hello, and we're so glad you stopped in. She brought Christmas cards.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Julie, you just told us something you need to share with the rest of the Mix world. We just asked, hey, let's talk about the holidays. What's on top of your Christmas tree? And what did you just tell us?
Nothing yet, because my tree's not up yet.
What? When are you putting your tree up?
Tonight.
You say that.
Tonight.
It is tonight?
Tonight, for sure.
What has been the delay?
I'll send you a picture.
Okay, good. Yeah, message us.
I will message you with a picture.
Okay.
What has been the delay?
Been busy.
Is it just because it's two weeks before Christmas? I mean, back in the day, that's when my mom would put up the holiday stuff. She'd be like, it's got to be 2 weeks before Christmas. But now people put it up like on October 31st, Halloween.
But you put it up 2 weeks before Christmas, then you have it up till Valentine's Day.
Oh, you're one of those.
No, I'm not.
She wants to be.
My mom has in the past.
Well, oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
I have seen people driving down the road with the real trees on top of their car, and I'm thinking, wow, you're still going to get Christmas trees. Is your tree real or fake?
No, it's fake.
You're fake.
Now, you mentioned leaving up till Valentine's Day. This guy over here, Radar.
I'm trying to get my wife to do exactly that. Not only Valentine's Day, but all year round, because this is a new tree we bought. It's got LED lights. They're so bright, I don't have to turn any lights on in the house. I love it. It's a warm glow, yet there's plenty of light to see, like where the remote is.
That's perfect.
He wants to keep it up year-round.
I might want to keep it up year-round because of the lights.
My thing is how dusty that'll get. And I feel like after a while, you get a little claustrophobic with all the decorations up. And they're so intricate, the dusting.
The ornaments would come down. But we'd put up like hearts for Valentine's Day, maybe some shamrocks for the Lucky Charms for St. Patrick's Day. Fourth of July flags and stuff. We use a vacuum.
What does Jess say? What does your wife say right now?
I still have to try and convince her. She's like, I don't know about that. I mean, I like the lights too, but I'm like, I think we should keep them up. Julie, what do you think? You going to keep yours up all year round?
I'm not.
She's not. So if you put it up only 2 weeks before Christmas, when do you take it down?
Probably a week after Christmas.
Okay, so just
after the first.
Yeah, that's when you take it down.
So like a quick visit.
It's after the first.
It's up and it's gone.
All right, well, you're going to send us a picture, proof that you're going to put it up.
I definitely will.
Thank you for stopping in.
Thank you
for being one of our listeners.
Oh my gosh.
And like a longtime friend. I mean, honestly, it's so great to have people like you. So
it's so awesome to meet you guys.
Tell your Christmas tree we miss it.
I will.
It's a